Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first, it's time for Carl to recreate some more voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Terry from Los Angeles.
Hey, Terry, how are things in L.A.?
Well, a couple days ago, they were shaking pretty well.
Ah.
Really? But you survived?
I survived mainly by pushing women out of the way and getting out of the building I was in.
That's the classic L.A. way. Good for you. Terry, welcome to the show. You're going to play Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle will now recreate three more quotes from the week's news. Your job, of course, correctly identify or explain two of them. If you do that, Carl will record the greeting on your home answering machine. Here is your first quote.
What is it about George W. Bush that makes you want to serve him?
That was one of the questions we now know that was posed by one Monica Goodling to people who wanted to work where?
At the Department of Justice.
Yes! Technically, you are not allowed to take politics into account when hiring at the Justice Department, but then again, some people think that technically Al Gore is finishing his second term. According to the department's inspector general, the infamous Monica Goodling subjected applicants to a battery of questions about their politics, including whether they loved George Bush a lot or a whole lot. One applicant said he loved George Bush so much he would tear out his own heart and roast it on a spit just to feed tidbits to the president. And Goodling responded, "That's wonderful, Attorney General Gonzalez, but you already have a job." Here, sir, is your next quote.
If every American were to pitch in $2,000, or in terms we can all really understand, if every American gave up 666 lattes for a year.
That was ABC News' Claire Shipman explaining that if every single American chipped in and did his or her part, the United States could easily pay off what, which is now at a record high?
The national debt?
Yes, well, actually the budget deficit, but yeah, the national deficit, we need more nor lattes than that, but yes. The White House announced this week that it needs about $490 billion in ticket sales at the annual White House talent show in Sock Hop if it wants to break even this year. And the federal budget has announced the annual budget deficit will be at a record high. Some economists say the U.S. is lowballing even that deficit estimate because the $490 billion amount doesn't even include things like funding for the Iraqi war, money borrowed from Social Security, or the money that's been appropriated to start construction on the Death Star. All right, very good. Here's your last quote.
I always kind of liked them when they were tiny, but after it lasted longer, kind of freaked me out.
That was Elizabeth Cispuglio of Corona, California, talking about what event that shook up Southern California this week.
Earthquake.
Yeah, you lucky guy. You called apparently at the right time. Worked out well for you. Who knows what Sharon Stone will blame this one on. An earthquake which registered 5.4 magnitude struck 35 miles east of downtown Los Angeles. As you know, on Tuesday, Elizabeth Cispuglio wasn't the only one whose day was interrupted. Footage shows Judge Judy scrambling from her courtroom, leaving the plaintiff and defendant to fend for themselves. In another television courtroom close by, Judge Penny Brown dove under her desk while a woman was still testifying. So what did you do during the quake, quite seriously?
Well, I was on the 10th floor of a building in Pasadena. Yeah. I looked around, and everyone seemed pretty calm. This was my first earthquake, so I got out of the building.
Really?
We don't have earthquakes in Wisconsin where I'm from, so
no.
I probably didn't know how to react appropriately.
Wow. You know, they're over with so quickly, before you even know what it is. And then you go, oh, that's why the cats were puffed up. Not that dramatic
really?
At all. Yeah.
No.
I mean, cats apparently sense it ahead of time and they puff up.
Yeah. When you say puff up, do you mean they inflate like pufferfish? Because I've never owned cats on or around an earthquake. I've never seen this.
No. Their hair stands.
Okay, because I thought that'd be like an evolutionary adaptation, and then if they fell, they'd bounce.
No, it's not like that.
Carl, how did Terry do in our quiz?
Terry was perfect, Peter. Three correct answers, so Terry, you win our prize.
Well done.
Thank
Congratulations.
You. Wow.
Terry, thank you so much for playing.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye now.